This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Darjula flood death toll rises to 5. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba expressed grief over the death of British monarch. And Charles III to be proclaimed king at a historic ceremony today. Now, the news in detail. Incessant rains triggered flood and landslide in the Lusku River and Nogad area has killed 5 people and caused heavy damage in Khalanga, the headquarters of Darjula district. According to Darjula police, 37-year-old Janaki Thagunna, 13-year-old Dhanuli Thagunna and Mohan Ram Parki of Nogad 2, who had gone missing after the landslide last night, are found dead. Similarly, Manmaki Karki of Mahakali 3, Dhanguri of and Nandaram Bohra of Mahakali 2 have lost their lives due to flood in the Lusku River. Police inspector at the district police office Darjula, Jagat Magar, said that the flood swept away one suspension bridge and one concrete bridge. He informed that the rescue work is undergoing. Nepal Army, Nepal Police and Armed Police Force personnel have been deployed at the scene of the incident for rescue operations. The flood caused massive flooding in the Lusku River and Mahakali River. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba has reached the British Embassy in Kathmandu and expressed grief over the death of Queen Elizabeth II of Great Britain. According to Prime Minister's Secretariat, Prime Minister Deoba reached the embassy today and wrote a condolence message in the condolence booklet kept there. Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation, Pampha Bhusal, has said that after India, the Nepal government is preparing to export electricity to Bangladesh. Talking to journalists at Bharatpur Airport today, Minister Bhusal said that the country is making the leap in the energy sector. She added that discussions are being held with the Prime Minister of Bangladesh for the export of 50 megawatts of electricity this year. In a different context, she said that the issue of seat distribution among the alliance will be finalized by this evening. The meeting of the House of Representatives scheduled for today has been postponed till September 14th. The meeting was earlier scheduled to be held at 1 p.m. today. Secretary at the House of Representatives, Gopalnath Yogi, issued a notice and informed that the House of Representatives could not meet today due to special reasons. The meeting will be held on September 14th as per the Rule 6C of House of Representatives Regulation 2075. The Election Commission will print ballot papers for the 4 provinces' province assembly members from today. According to the Commission, the ballot papers for the provincial assemblies of Province No. 1, Madhes, Bagmati and Gandaki will be printed. According to Election Commission spokesperson Saligram Sharma Paudel, the ballot papers of Lumbini, Korali and Sudhir Paschim provinces will be printed in the final stages. Spokesperson Paudel stated that the printing of proportional ballot papers for provincial assembly members will begin immediately following the printing of the sample ballot papers of the assembly and provincial assembly members. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Charles III will be formally proclaimed king at a historic ceremony at St. James's Palace today. Flags lowered in mourning of the late queen will fly full mast after the accession council, which will be televised for the first time. A wave of further proclamations will take place across the UK until Sunday, when flags will return to half mast. Charles yesterday told that the nation of his profound sorrow at the loss of his mother, praising her warmth, humour and unerring ability always to see the best in people. Charles became king the moment his mother died, but the accession council is held as soon as possible after the death of a sovereign to make a formal proclamation of the successor. At the council, which starts at 10 a.m. British Standard Time, the king will make a personal declaration about the death of the queen and make an oath to preserve the Church of Scotland. The first public proclamation is due to take place from the Farrer Court balcony at St. James's Palace in London at 11 a.m. British Standard Time, a moment that is usually accompanied by centuries-old pageantry with trumpeters playing a fanfare and gun salutes fired at Hyde Park and at the Tower of London. The governor of the U.S. state of New York has declared a state of emergency over polio as evidence emerges that the virus is spreading across the state. Health officials say what wastewater samples in New York City and four adjacent counties have tested positive for a polio virus that can cause paralysis. Although only one case has so far been confirmed, it was the first in the country in nearly a decade. Polio was largely eradicated by the U.S. by vaccination that began in 1955. By 1979, the U.S. was declared polio-free. But according to New York officials, vaccination rates are too low in parts of the state. There is no cure for polio, but it can be prevented by the vaccine. Mostly affecting children, the virus typically causes muscle weakness and paralysis, and in the most serious cases, permanent disability and death. Ukraine has said it has retaken more than 100 square kilometers of territory in its south and east from Russia in the past week. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said more than 30 settlements had been liberated in the Kharkiv region. Russia's top occupation official in the Kharkiv region conceded that Ukrainian forces had won a significant victory. According to an analysis by the Institute for the Study of War think tank, Kiev's troops are now just 15 kilometers from Kupiansk, home to an essential railway junction that Moscow has been using to supply its troops on the battlefield. Russia is believed to be sending reinforcement to the region by road and by air using giant Mi-26 transport helicopters, each capable of carrying 80 soldiers. Now the general weather forecast for the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places in hilly regions of the country and at a few places in the rest of the country, with chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places in Bagmati province and Lumbini province today. For tonight, the division has forecast partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of hilly regions of the country and in a few places in the rest of the country tonight. As per the latest details of the Meteorological Forecasting Division, today's minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded at 19 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature at 28 degrees Celsius with 18.5 millimeters of rain. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Darjula flood death toll rises to 5. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba expresses grief over the death of British monarch. And Charles III to be proclaimed king at a historic ceremony today. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.